ओम अज्ञान दिव्यांधस् ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमस्ते नरसिंहाय प्रह्लादाल्लहाददायिने हिरण्यकशिपुर्वक्ष शीलाटङ्कनखालये जय नृसिंहदेव की च प्रह्लाद महाराज की च। पुराकाले मीन्स प्रीवियस एज सो लॉन्ग एगो इन सत्ययुग देयर दिस इंसिडेंट हैपन दैट टाइम मुनि ऋषि कैन गो एवरी हायर एंड सम ऋषि चतुष्ण में भी बालो खिल्ल चतुष्ण
फोर कुमार
चतुष्ण दे सनत सनंद सनत सनातन एवं सनत कुमार दे फोर वेंट टू सी लॉर्ड विष्णु इन द वैकुंठ धाम एंड देयर गेटकीपर वाज जॉय एंड विजय एंड जॉय विजय टोल्ड नाउ लॉर्ड विष्णु विथ लक्ष्मी देवी रेस्टिंग यू टेक सीट लेटर वी शैल अरेंज टू सी हिम एंड दैट फोर ऋषि वॉज वेरी डिसअपॉइंटेड एंड टोल्ड इट इज वैकुंठ धाम व्हेन वी कम हियर वी हैव राइट टू गो टू सी टू लॉर्ड Vishnu and he is also ready to give his darshan. Otherwise, why he given entrance in Vaikuntha Dham to us? Then here is no obstacles to see him. That I think you don't do like this. But they told it is my duty, sir. What shall I do? Then Rishi was very angry and told, "You are behaving with us like demon." Then go to the Martya Dham, the material world, and take bath there as a demon. Then, in the meantime, Vishnu knows everything, and he come out. And when he is given that curse, and Vishnu told Tathastu. Tathastu means what you told, that will be.
So be it.
And when this divine vibration come out from Vishnu's mouth, and this was very surprised, and Jayavijay was very disappointed. He told Prabhu, "You engage us here for your keeping gatekeeper as your gatekeeper." Vishnu said, "Yes, it is my wish. Otherwise, Rishi not will curse you. Your wish, yes, I want to fight. My muscle can't change. Then I need to fight some exercise. And with whom we shall fight? You are the perfect fighter against me. Then you go. And I shall go for saving my devotee. Then some situation necessary to create there. And you will be my devotee's father, no problem. Father and uncle, no problem." Then they was very unhappy and told Prabhu, "Immediately you want to come back to our duty, give that opportunity to us." And Bhagavan Vishnu said, "Yes, if you come immediately, then you will be my enemy there. And if you come little later, by 7 baths, you will be my friend. What you want?" And they told, "By your wish, we are going. then we want to come back quick. Then maybe we will be your enemy, no problem. And Vishnu said, that is my desire. Otherwise, why you will fight with me? And that way, Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, this form, the Joy Vijay, taken part. And both was very demoniac mentality, because against of Vishnu, that nature will come to them. And Hiranyaksha, he wants to destroy the whole world and taken world. And Bhagavan, in the form of Varahadev, he dive into the ocean and taken that world, universe, and kill that brother of Hiranyakashipu. His name was Hiranyaksha. Then Hiranyakashipu was very angry, and he think Vishnu is so powerful, they have forgotten their previous life history. They are thinking, we are the ruler and controller of whole universes. No one can
oppose us.
But Vishnu opposing us, and my brother was very strong, but Vishnu killed my brother. Then how much power have Vishnu? I can guess something, then I must be more powerful than Vishnu. Then he worshipped Brahma, who is the creator of the whole universe. He worshipped him, and Brahma was happy with his austerity, spiritual austerity, tapasya. And given him, wants to give him boon. You take boon from me. And Hiranyakashipu said, I want to be immortal. I want immortality. Please give me that. Brahma said, it is not in my hand, actually. I cannot give you. Which I can say yes. Then Hiranyakashipu said, then you go. Again he tried to satisfy with his spiritual austerity to Brahma. This way three times, when after three times he understood that Brahma cannot give immortality, it is sure. Then I shall be immortal to take some diplomacy. Then he told, yeah, okay, but this boon you can give, I shall not die by any animal you created in this universe, by any other, maybe man, human or animal or anything, cannot kill me. Brahma said, yes, it is, I agree. And in the night, in the day, I shall not be die. Brahma said, yes, I agree. Then he told, by any weapon, I shall not be die, not be killed by any weapon. Then Brahma said, yes, I agreed. This way, Hiranyakashipu, the cause of death, different type of cause of death, nothing,
eliminated all.
Any disease or anything, I shall not will be died. This way, he taken boot and he is thinking, yeah, now I am immortal. And he come back his kingdom. And given order, who is the devotee of Vishnu, kill all them. Beat all them, oust all them from my capital. And no one can do Vishnu puja, etc., etc. He ruled whole universe. No one can do that. No one can keep connection with Vishnu. But what happened when he went to jungle for spiritual austerity, tapasya. That time, his wife, Kayadhu, was pregnant. Then, in the womb of Kayadhu, there was one son. And Indra, he thinks this demon's son must will be demon. And demon will get more power. And he already taken our power. And we are under his control. And again, he will get a good son as a good demon. Then that will be more difficulty for us. Then Indra wants to kill that son. But not wants to kill that Kayadhu mother, but wants to kill that son. And he is taking that Kayadhu. Hiranyakashipu was in the jungle. In the meantime, Indra taken Kayadhu. And in the way, Narad appeared and told, "Oh Indra, why are you going with this lady? You are doing much wrong, I am thinking." And Indra said, "Sir, I shall not do wrong with this lady, but in his womb there is one demon, Hiranyakashipu's son. I shall kill him. When he will come, I shall kill." And Narada said, no. Inside, who is living? He is a devotee. And he is devotee of Vishnu. Then not necessary to kill her. And for him, Vishnu will appear in this mundane. Then Narada, after hearing from Narada, he left Kayadhu, wife of Hiranyakashipu, and Narada Goswami taken her in his ashram and kept Kayadhu in his ashram until delivery. And Kayadhu told, "Before coming back, my husband, I do not want to do delivery, give birth this child, you give me boon." And Narada said, "Yes. When Hiranyakashipu will come back, in that time you will get it, the son. And son will be happy if he will get what the Harikatha about Vishnu and his glories, what you are chanting and singing in front of me. My son can hear that all, and he will follow that as you guru give him initiation in my womb." And Narada gave him that. And Kayadhu also initiated, and that boy in the womb, when come out from the womb, given that Prahlad. These two words we can see, Prahlad and Prahlad, both in his name used in Srimad Bhagavat. Anyhow, then Narada given back to her husband. And when Hiranyakashipu heard it, he was more angry, and he tried to oust from the heaven Indra. And Indra ran away, and he conquered the heaven also, and fighted with all the demigods, and everyone defeated by Hiranyakashipu. Then they are very sad, and they are praying to Brahma, "When our Lord will appear?" Brahma said, "Time is very short, he will come. But you all, in the meantime, pray to Lord Vishnu, he will come." And Prahlad, when have got some learning age, like 4, Hiranyakashipu given to him his guru's ashram, because he is king's son, he will be trained as a king. And guru was Shukracharya, and house of Shukracharya, he had two sons. One name is Sanda and another's name is Amarka. That Sanda Amarka, they are taking care of Prahlad, and he is living in Gurukriya. But Prahlad was so qualified in Krishna conception, then when he was there, he always thinking the Krishna, and he is preaching to his friend boys Krishna conception. Hiranyakashipu, after 1 year, thinking, my son now learn something, maybe A, B, C, D, etc. Then he called his guru's son, Sanda Amarka, bring my son in this assembly. I want to see my son. And they brought Prahlad. And Hiranyakashipu taken in his lap and given much affection. Then he told to Prahlad, what you learn in your Gurudeva's house, in your school, please tell me. What you learn, that you tell, maybe ABCD or anything like that. But Prahlad thinking his guru is Narada Goswami. Then what he learned from Narada Goswami, that lesson he told to Hiranyakashipu. Yatat sadhu manne sudavarcha dehinam sada samudivigna dhyam asad graha hittatma patam grihamandha kupak vanangato jada primasrai. I learned from my guru. He is thinking Narada his guru, not Sanda Amarka his guru. Then what he learned from Narada, he is telling that. He told Tatsadhu, that is the very good for everyone. The living this mundane attachment, go to the jungle and worship Lord Krishna. That is the very good, I think. And Hiranyakashipu, after hearing what you are telling? You are telling for worshipping the Vishnu. And Prahlad said, yes, father, this is best. Be detached with this material world and go to the jungle and worship the Vishnu. And he was very angry with his teachers and chastised so much the teachers. Bhagir kare ghoger basa. This you teach my son. Take back and give perfect lesson, perfect teachings. And again I shall call after 1 year. If I shall see anything wrong, then I shall punish you. Prahlad gone back. And that Sanda Amarka, they ask, oh Prahlad, what you told to your father? We not teach it to you. We teach Samdhan, Vedanta, politics, many things, but not teach you. How do you learn it? And Prahlad said, it is, if I try to learn, I cannot learn without mercy of Lord Vishnu. By his mercy and his devotee's mercy, only the cause to get that consciousness. Mahiya Sangradya Padara Yogishekam Naitang Mati Stava Guru Kramanghing Sprishatya Nathapu Gamoja Dattha Mahiya Sangradya Yogishekam Niskinchananang Naprinita Javat. Yea, all mundane attachment after leaving, who is always engaged his energy for the service of Lord Krishna, he is the real sadhu. And that sadhu's feet dust until taking in the head, no one will get this conception, this consciousness about Krishna. Then some way I have got mercy of the devotee, and through that I have got it. And I have not seen anyone, they do not know, in the womb of mother, that Nisingadevar archana habe ebong bhog habe, tar pore arti habe. In the meantime, I shall discuss about the womb of his mother, he heard, and which way Sandamarko will understand it. Anyhow, then they try to teach Prahlad as good as possible. But when teachings with other boys hearing from Sandamarko, but they not like to hear that, then Sandamarko going, leaving the classroom, and Prahlad Maharaj teaching the boys, Kaumaro Acharit Vaikum, Dharman Bhagavataniha, Durlabhagamanu Sanghijanma, Tadatpa Dhruvamattaram. You boys, you do not know. You have got the path not for spending time for mundane happiness. Actually, necessary to worship Lord Vishnu, and for the satisfaction of Vishnu, necessary to hear the glories of Vishnu, to speak the glories of Vishnu, do archan, bandhan, etc. Prahlad Maharaj told to the boys, Yisravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Bandhanam, Dasyam, Shakkam, Atmani, Vedanam. Give your own self to the lotus feet of Vishnu and worship Lord Vishnu, you will get super benefit of your life. And they heard it from Prahlad, and they was very happy. And they are chanting the holy name of Lord Vishnu there. And sometimes from far hearing that Sandamarko, and was very angry. But Prahlad is king's son, cannot beat him. Then they are coming and telling several ways not to do this. This is very dangerous. You do not know. A whole school will be destroyed by Hiranyakashipu. But Prahlad not hearing from him, and boys also not hearing from him. Then they was very fearful. After two sittings, lastly they failed to teach Prahlad, and told to Hiranyakashipu, we are unable to teach him. His mind completely crazy, and he only advising to everyone. He is taken the chair of teacher and teaching to other, the demon's son, boys and girls. Then we cannot control him, sir. Please excuse our offenses. And Hiranyakashipu was very angry to hear that. In the meantime, some teachings tried to give, but not was appropriate for Prahlad. Then finally, he wants to kill Prahlad and told his servants, take him and throw him from the mountain. They thrown Prahlad from mountain, but Vishnu saved him. Throw in the water, ocean, and thrown water, ocean. Throw him to the well, etc., different type of killing process, and put him in front of mad elephant, and mad elephant will smash him. And that done, but elephant taken him to his head, and elephant dancing to take Prahlad. This way Hiranyakashipu was so much disturbed, and no one can kill him. Then Hiranyakashipu was so angry and told to Sandamarka, bring him in my front, I shall kill him. Then Prahlad came and folded hand in front of his father, and father told, oh, you were so crazy, otherwise Indra, Chandra, Vayu, Varun, all the demigods is so fearful to me. Even that Jamaraj, he is cutting the grass for my horse, and you have no fear to me. Why you have got that, the ball means power? And Prahlad said, na kevalam me bhavatascha rajan savai valag balinam cha paresham. It is not only my power, your power also. What you are telling, you are doing. By his power, everything happens. So why you are acting like this? Without his mercy, without his power, Jiva soul cannot do anything. And I have got power from that Vishnu. This way, several topics and conversation with Hiranyakashipu and Prahlad. While Hiranyakashipu cannot tolerate, that time he is shaking his body. And from that place, I am reading something from Srimad Bhagavatam and explaining.